Welcome to the Young and Ambitious Podcast, a podcast for ambitious young people who want to master their mindset, launch a business, and make their dream life. I'm your host, Nika Molini. I am the Positivity Boss and Gen Z's personal growth coach. I help young people get clear on their goals and design a life they love through working on their mindset and implementing successful personal growth strategies. Let's get right into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Young and Ambitious Podcast. Today, we have one of my big role models and someone I've just admired online for so long, Angie Lee here. And she is a business coach for health coaches. And she has a really inspiring story. So we're going to hear all about that. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to speak to your people. And I hope that this can be inspiring for them today.
Awesome. So let's get started. Just maybe introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about what you're doing right now.
Yeah. So I am a business mentor right now. I'm a marketing coach and I used to be a health coach. And now I teach business coaching to health coaches and wellness coaches. So most of my company is business coaching and marketing consulting. I own an online school, the Wellpreneur Academy. And then I'm now diving into, I own a CBD company. So transitioning into a lot of different stuff. Also writing a book now, have a huge live event. So a lot of my work now is writing and speaking. And I have a podcast called The Angie Lee Show. And it talks all things marketing, social media, and kind of now a lifestyle podcast too.
Amazing. So let's get right into it and let's get into your journey. So can you tell us what it was like when you first started your health coaching business? So you were pretty young, you were in college. So tell us what that was like.
Yeah. So, it basically was me in my dorm room, really bored. And I didn't know what I really wanted to do, but I knew it was going to be entrepreneurship. And so for me, it was really just sharing. I love sharing. I love sharing with people my journey and kind of what I'm going through myself. So it wasn't really intentional, but it just started out me sharing fitness tips and wellness tips and me building this audience along the way. And I was a personal trainer and a nutritionist on campus. And so for me, it was really natural to be recording and documenting what my clients were experiencing and all of the amazing things I was teaching them. So I just started to share it. And over time with consistency and adding passion to that, it really became this big, big thing that has grown into what it is today. And so it really just began with me putting my passion out there, something that I just wanted to share with people. And I knew a problem that I could solve. And yeah, that's really where it began. It kind of started with me just sharing my words online and just staying really consistent with the audience building.
Mm-hmm. And you actually left college to fully pursue entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about what that was like?
Yeah. And so I was a few semesters away from graduating and I just knew that it wasn't what I wanted to do. I could tell that it wasn't for me and it wasn't necessary for me to have that degree to be an entrepreneur and to start my own business. And so I went in and I left one day after realizing that it wasn't really where I wanted to be. And it was really scary though, because I obviously was in a lot of debt from school and a lot of things. And then over time, it really became something that now I realize was one of the best decisions that I made to go my own way. And I've always kind of been a free bird. So it was really smart for me to do that, because then I put the focus more into the business. Now, I know some people listening who are really young might be terrified to hear that. But I think for me, when I was graduating, it was during a time when I really started to realize the power of social media and that it was going to blow up. And I also realized that there was no guarantee. There's no guarantee with a 9-to-5 job. There's no guarantee that it's going to make you a ton of money or definitely, you know, give you amazing benefits. I mean, things are so up in the air now. So for me, it really was this gut intuition that kept telling me to not stay there. And my counselor wanted me to stay and I was really stubborn and I wasn't paying attention in classes anyway. And so I realized that my soul wanted to be there. And I don't think college is for everyone. I know that's controversial, but I think that it's only for a few careers or a few different types of people. But I really don't think for most ambitious self-starters, I don't think college actually is beneficial a lot of the time.
Right. And, you know, tell us what it was like right after you kind of made that major decision, like the first couple months. What was it like when you were just starting out and you know you've made this big life-changing decision? Tell us about what that was like and how you kind of persisted through, because we know how entrepreneurship is this long road, and a lot of young people, even myself included, kind of get impatient with ourselves. You know, we're like, okay, we made a decision. We want to be an entrepreneur. It's like, we're not getting results. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, I think for me, it was scary, but I've always known that I would figure it out. I'm pretty resourceful. And so for me, I found more comfort in the unknown. I found more comfort in the question mark, as I like to say. I found that to be more comfortable than this feeling of, okay, here's my job. This is what I'm doing. And so for me, yeah, I was broke. Yeah, I was like trying to do these random jobs to get this to work. And it was like a shit show for a while, but still I just knew. I had this underlying certainty that I would figure it out and that I would always figure it out. And so I think if you have that faith in yourself, it's a lot easier to get through the messy times of entrepreneurship, because it is really scary and messy. I mean, it's not linear. It's not something that overnight you just start making money or it makes sense. It's very up and down for, I would say, the first 3 years. So it's definitely something that you have to be willing to jump, and you have to be willing to take a little bit of a risk to do it, versus someone who just needs to know every day what's going to happen. So yeah, I'm definitely, as you can tell, I'm definitely trying to speak to people who know this is for them, and then people who they're not really sure. I think it's, I always say it's like a different type of animal that wants to dive into entrepreneurship, because there is so much fear that comes with it, and having to trust in yourself.
Right. And speaking of fear, what are some ways you tackle fear? So you talk a lot, you know, on your Insta stories and everything about like the fear gremlins and how we kind of have to battle with fear. So yeah, what are your opinions on that?
Yeah, I think fear is really healthy. It's part of being a human. It's never really gonna go away. You know, it's part of the game. But I think it's how you manage fear that is the difference. And it's really about using it as fuel and leverage versus letting it attack you and letting it be the driver of your decisions. It's like putting it in the back seat. You know, it's not gone forever. It never will be. That's unrealistic. But it's knowing that it's not the driver of your mission, of what you're doing, and it doesn't override your mission. So for me, it is a lot of self-talk. You know, I'm at a new stage of growth right now of a lot of new stuff that I'm like, oh my God, here are my fear gremlins again. So I think it is something that every time you up level or you shift in your life, you're going to notice that they start talking to you, and you just have to realize, okay, they're just here to keep me safe. That's fine. That's normal. I'm human. There's no shame around that. I don't think any successful entrepreneur would tell you they don't deal with it. It's just who's going to actually listen to them and who's just going to keep doing what they want to do regardless of what they're saying. So for me, it's mostly a conversation. It's like you're having this internal conversation back and forth with them.
Right. And what would you say keeps you motivated when things are hard or scary? What's the thing that drives you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say for me, it's knowing who I'm helping. I think if you're doing something that helps people, that should be ideally the biggest driver for you that keeps you motivated. Receiving messages from girls that an episode, even one episode, helped them to have a happier day or a more productive business. I think that for me is everything, to know that the message lives on and it's something that it's helping so many people. And I think that's like a very surreal feeling, but it's also like very impactful, and it makes me realize that it's not about me, and it kind of helps me to stay motivated, because then it's not like an internal motivation. It's something that is beyond me. And I know that I'm supposed to be doing this too. So it's almost like that's the way I explain it to people, is it's not really like my choice almost. Like it's like, okay, this is what I have to do. This is like a calling, and I'm doing it for other people. And then the days that I want to give up or just not do it, I realize that I have people relying on me to do it. So.
Right. I completely agree with that. It's almost like you feel called to serve in a certain way and to share your message, you know? And I feel like a lot of young entrepreneurs have that. They feel like they need to really go out and share their truth with the world, and that's how they're going to impact everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing. So yeah, the last question I have for you is, what advice would you give your younger self?
How young?
Well, yeah, so my listeners are anywhere from like high school to university, so anywhere in that kind of range.
Yeah. Interesting. What would I say? It's funny. Every time I'm asked this, it's always something different that comes up. I would say there's not a lot I would change because I'm really proud of the journey, even the messiness, even the faults, even the stupid stuff. I'm really proud of all of it. I think we all should be really proud of all of the ugly, pretty, all, you know, all stages of our journeys. For any of you guys listening, I think that's something huge, is to know that there's no regrets in any of this. But what I would say to her is, gosh, probably one, to never take things personally. I think when you're really young, we still do as humans at any age, but you take things so personally, everything good and bad, and it makes life harder. And I think now I have a really tough skin now, which is good. I have like soft heart, tough skin, and I'm able to bounce back from negativity or trolls or like all of that stuff now a lot faster. And I wish I would have had that when I was younger. So I would tell her to not give a shit as much, like to care, but to not care what negative people are saying. That's for sure what I would tell myself. And then also to take even more risks. I think there's still other, you know, maybe going back, there could have been things I could have asked for, tried, business life-wise. And so I always think every person would love to go back and to say yes to life more and say yes to different opportunities more. I think we all wish we could go back in time to do that. So yeah, that's definitely what I would say to her. Mostly number one is to not just stay in your own lane and not let any negativity get to you.
And how would you say someone should go about developing that? Like for yourself, how did you develop that? You know, a lot of kind of sensitive people, like I'm a very empathetic, sensitive person. So it's kind of hard for me because I, you know, take so much energy and emotion from other people. So it's kind of hard for me to detach from that and kind of develop a tougher skin. So what kind of advice would you have around that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm super, super sensitive and empathetic. So I think that empaths especially are usually the people that are going to do the best work here, but are also very sensitive. But they're also the ones that need to realize that it's not our job to soak it in. It's not our job to be a sponge. Your job is to be strong and have a boundary so then you can serve other people. So honestly, it comes with time. There is no like one little trick or like one little life hack that someone 19 years old listening to this could really do. It's just reminding yourself of that, and it's going to get better with time. I think every year that passes by, the older I get, I see that I care less about the negativity, like I said, which is so beautiful. You just kind of come into your own and you start to realize that you just want to be you. And if people don't like that, then it's okay. And especially when you own a personal brand online, it's a really vulnerable job. And so you're putting yourself out there pretty much every moment and allowing people to say what they think about you. So it comes with a lot. And so for the women or men listening who want to do that, know that you got to remember who you are and really remember that, especially those days where someone else says something mean to you or doesn't believe in you. Maybe your parents even. A lot of you right now are dealing with parents who think this is crazy that you want to go take risks or try something new, and they are your parents. Yes, you came from them, but this is still your life. And I think it hits you about 25, like your mid-20s, where you really start to realize this is your life and you have to kind of, it's still yours at the end of the day. You know, your parents will be with you for a certain amount of time, but it's our life. And so that was something that was huge for me too, is shifting into like, this is my responsibility now to take ownership of my emotions around other people. So it is hard though. I know being emotional, it's especially being a girl, I feel like we take everything to heart, but it's good to not take things too personally all the time.
Right. And it's almost like a confidence in your mission, you know, and just being so confident in your message and like why you're doing what you're doing, like sticking true to that why. And then I feel like kind of staying within that confidence is what helps you, you know, get through whatever hate people are throwing at you. Yeah. You know, a lot of my listeners talk about how they feel lonely, like people don't really understand, like people don't really know why they want to be an entrepreneur, you know, why don't they just want that traditional path? And I think just reminding them, you know, that if you stick true to who you are, that's how you're going to serve the world best. It's like you need to kind of follow that inner nudge that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the world needs more innovators and creative people, and it needs more people that are solving problems. The world doesn't need more followers, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. You sound so much like Gary Vee sometimes, and I know that that's something you say as well in your
I love
your
him.
Stories and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, that's something great.
Yeah, it's like we're like channeling the same source, probably. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah, he's like a blood brother, probably. But I mean, it's true. It's just you get to a point where you just don't give a crap. Like, you care so much. But I was just telling someone else this on an interview today. It's like, I care so much about what I'm doing, but I care so much about the mission that I don't care what people think at the same time. Like, I'm just in my own lane and I have my blinders on, and I know who I am. I know where I'm going, and I know what I'm doing. So that when you get to that place, which it comes with time, obviously, and falling on your face, you can't let a few people who don't like what you're doing get you, because they're not you. And this is your life. I always tell like young people that, like, this is your life. This isn't your mom's life. This isn't your dad's life. Isn't your Aunt Susan who wants you to be a doctor or something and you don't want to be like, it's this is your life. And I think that's important to remind ourselves, like, you're your own human and you deserve to live out that, whatever that might look like for you, regardless of all the trolls.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You deserve, you know, to live that life of fulfillment and happiness based on your own interpretation of what that is for you.
Totally, totally. Because no amount of money will bring it. It's got to come from what you're doing every day. So it's definitely something that I think everybody deserves if they're willing to be brave enough to do it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I think that's a very empowering note to end on. So if people want to learn more about you, where can they check you out?
Yeah, so you guys can check me out on Instagram, Angie Lee Show, and then my podcast. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. It's called The Angie Lee Show. So you guys can check that out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. If you guys like this episode, make sure to screenshot it and tag Angie and at the Positivity Boss on Instagram. And we will love to see that. Love to see what you thought about this episode and to learn more about your own entrepreneurial journey. So yeah, feel free to reach out to us.
Oh, thank you. This was so fun. I hope it was helpful for them. I love chatting with younger people because I know what that feels like to be 19, 20 years old and want to, you're like so confused, but so passionate. So it makes me so happy. I really hope it helped them.
Awesome. So we will see you all next time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It really helps us get this out there and impacting more lives. Now, make sure to also take a screenshot and tag at Neetha Moini and at the Positivity Boss on your podcast. And make sure to join the Young Bosses Collective Facebook group, where we have a community of young, ambitious people all supporting each other. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye.